What up, guys? Today's video is titled "Unlike Yogi Obes, I Do Not Come Out of the Box Brown." So as you guys can see over here, okay, what I did is that I shaved off my side hair. As you guys know, I do the Japanese hair straightening, so the hair on my sides over here, what ends up happening is that hair is like super fine, fragile, it becomes breakable, it's super curly when it grows out. So what I do, guys, is that every couple of weeks, I just shave it off altogether. I haven't shaved it off in a few months. So when I shave it off, like I just recently did, guys, as you guys can see, we got white skin down here. Over here, guys, because I'm driving, obviously, the windows are open because I'm a cheap-ass Jew. So what happens is that, obviously, the sun is out there, as you guys can clearly see. I've already started tanning right in this area. I've already started to get a little bit of a tan, you know. I tan super-duper quick, super-duper easy, okay? Even though, look at this side, guys. This side is still white because obviously this side has not been in the sun yet. This side over here, guys, as you guys can see, it's starting to blend in with the rest of the face. So, yeah, guys, the beautiful thing about me, Amer Mitwali, is other than that, I don't come out brown unlike the Indian people. And here's the thing, guys. Here's what's really sad, okay? What makes Indian people such a turnoff for women, it's not so much that the Indian phenotype, it's not the height, it's the skin color, okay? I told you guys, when I was doing the hair straightening in Japan, you know, long time, not in Japan, in Korea, oh, fuck, not Korea, Kim Sang-yong, which is a Korean salon in Los Angeles, okay? When I was doing the Japanese hair straightening there, a hot Korean girl was doing my hair, and she told me she only dates black guys. She doesn't do Indian dudes. And when she found out I wasn't Indian, she was like, oh God, that's a relief, because I can't stand the stench. Not only can she not stand the stench of Indian skin, at the same time, she doesn't like Indian people because, quote unquote, according to her, their skin is matte. She likes glossy skin. As you guys can see, even though I got some sunscreen on me, you guys can clearly tell this is a tan. You guys can clearly tell that I got a gloss going on my face. Now, Indian people, guys, I go to the mosque all the time. We have tons of Indian people at the mosque, and they're all the same, guys. Their skin is not matte. Their skin is not glossy. It's matte. It's dull. That's really what makes Indian people unattractive. This is why an Indian guy who is light skin can easily clean up hot woman. Assuming the guy is at least 5'9", 5'10", has a decent looking face. You know, light skin Indian dudes, you know, they clean up. In fact, light-skinned Arab guys like myself, who there are Arabs out there who are even lighter than me. Again, guys, look. Again, if I stay out of the sun, guys, I become pale white, okay? But I just tan really good living here in Florida. I just tan really good, man. So I can be walking in the sun in California, and I tan in real time. Look. Guys, I shaved this area off like 10 minutes ago. Just in a 10-minute car ride, this area over here started to tan like the rest of my face. Guys, I am actually tanning in real time. Right now, by talking to you on this phone for the past 5 minutes, I've actually tanned in real time. This is how good my skin is when it comes to tanning. Now, as you know, when you tan like me, guys, women love a bronze tan. At the same time, guys, skin cancer doesn't become an issue. So this is why even white women love guys like me, because their kids, they're not going to be like a lobster on the beach. You know, they're going to get that gene where they too can easily tan. And again, if you use moisturizers, guys, you know, I'm 42 years old. I always thought it was a defeat to not to use sunscreen. But I'm telling you guys, you know, I started using sunscreen at the behest of my doctors in Cancun. I started using that shit about 2 months ago, a little bit over 2 months ago, I think. And, you know, again, look at this. It's only $5. $5, and I still have enough for a couple of more days. I mean, I started doing sunscreen when? Back in February, March, April. So this is enough for about a 100-day supply. This is enough for 3 months for $5 SPF 70, guys. A lot of you guys out there, man, you need to wear sunscreen. Even if you don't have the hot Florida sun, man, you just need sunscreen. Because look at my face, man. Look at my face. My face is a lot healthier today than it was 3 months ago. You know, 3 months ago, I needed to do laser resurfacing, which I plan on doing when I go to Cancun. Now, I'm like, you know what? I really don't need laser resurfacing, you know? It would be nice to have it, but, you know, there is no immediate need for me to hop on a plane, go to Cancun, and get laser resurfacing. All this thanks to moisturizer. So you guys out there, man, moisturize your face, moisturize your skin. I'm probably gonna be moisturizing my skin. I know that sounds a little bit tutti frutti to moisturize your skin, but hey, man, if it makes you look good, makes you smell good, makes you feel good, you know, hey, you know, you don't have to be tutti frutti to moisturize your skin, man. Especially, you know, I got baboon skin, you know, because I'm Middle Eastern. I got baboon skin. My skin is very tough. My elbows, as you guys can see, they're very, very hard. So I'm going to start moisturizing the skin more, you know, whether it comes to elbows, knees, those type of places. You guys saw me transform in the past 3 months. You saw my face become a lot younger, a lot better. I got grays. I'm actually going to go. This is what I'm using over here, guys. This is what I'm using, you know. Just for men, dark gray, okay? So I'm going to use that. God willing, in the next 10 minutes on my hair. I'm at the beach, you know, that way if I leak any of this shit, you know, it's not going to, like, see, I don't use this stuff at the house, because if I use it at the house, I'm going to get it all over the place. Here, it don't matter. I get dark brown, guys. I don't get black. And the reason behind it is that from an Islamic perspective, you are supposed to avoid black hair dye. So this is why I go off to dark brown, because I'm avoiding black dye according to Islam. I mean, you know, you're probably not gonna go to hell for using a black dye, but hey, if religion tells you, hey man, just avoid using this, you know, just avoid using it, you know, get something similar to it, you know. So that's why I'm using dark brown. So hopefully, guys, when I come back in like 15-20 minutes, not only will this area over here be the same color as the rest of my face. Again, look at this. No, this had absolutely no sun exposure at all, so it's still white. So when I come back, guys, in half an hour, not only will my hair be, you know, the grays, God willing, will be gone, but, you know, the white areas over here are going to be like the rest of the face. So the bottom line here, guys, is that moisturizers are really important for you guys. You know, I'm 42. I think I look younger than 42. I know the grays, again, I'm gonna get rid of them. Are the Mexicans coming back to cut the grass again? Nah. Yeah, some guy had like a big F-150 truck. It's like the Mexicans know whenever I'm making a video, that's why they end up coming here. You know, the Mexicans know, right? Maybe they're Guatemalans. We have tons of Guatemalans here in small town USA. Yeah, guys, so thanks to the moisturizers, thanks to the fillers, my face looks a lot younger. I told you guys I had lip reduction slash correction up here, so this lip is now far more better than it was. I've had fat pad removals from here. I'm gonna see. This is not bad. I had a lot of filler work done here, guys, in this area. But I'm gonna see if I can make this more pronounced, you know, this area. Because right now, it's still droopy a little bit, you know. I mean, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. This area is not bad anymore. I'm just gonna see if I can... See, I wanna see if I can get, like, a nice little, kind of get some plump in here, you know. Yeah, kind of like this, you know. I think I'd look better if I get like a little bit plump down here. Some, maybe some filler down here, man. Some buttocks, you know. If I look like this. Yeah, if I look like this, guys, I'd be really happy. So, I'm probably gonna hit up Cancun or Merida in a couple of months anyway. So, yeah, guys, at the end of the day, man, you Indian guys out there, man. It's not the phenotype. It's not the height. It's really the skin color that gets you. That and the stench of curry. But at the end of the day, you Indian guys out there, man, I feel sorry for you because the skin color, you can't do anything about it. I don't know if you guys want to bleach your skin. I mean, to be honest with you guys, I mean, look, you can have surgery for your face. You can stop eating curry, you know, maybe wear some perfume, but when it comes to your skin color, guys, you Indian guys out there, man, in short of doing what Michael Jackson did, it's pretty much a game over for you. Not even your own woman wants you. That's really sad, you know. I have a friend of mine on Instagram. He watches my video. He's actually Arab, but he's a light-skinned Arab dude. I think he has, like, blue eyes. And he's like, Indian women love me, you know. So Indian women, they love light-skinned white/white dudes, yet they hate their own kind. And again, you don't want to, you don't want to perpetuate inferior genetics. Let's keep it 100, you know. I have curly hair. You know, if I decide to have children, am I going to have children with a black woman who's going to give my kids an afro? No, I'm going to have children with a white or Japanese or Asian or a white Asian or a Latina girl that has, you know, bone straight white hair. See, when it comes to me, guys, let's keep it 100. Genetically speaking, I'm like up there, you know, 6'3", 250 pounds, can easily build muscle. I just need a woman to complement my genetic makeup. I need a woman to, you know, maybe hide some of my genetic shortcomings. Again, personally, I think curly hair is a genetic shortcoming. Nobody likes curly hair, okay? Yeah, that's really about it for me, so, alright, guys, I'm gonna go dye the hair, stay in the sun out for the next half hour. When I come back, again, look at this, guys, look at this. I just stand in real time in front. Oh my god, I'm looking at this area in the mirror, guys. I can no longer tell the difference between this area and the rest of my face. You know, I've been doing this video for 15 minutes, I've been driving for 8 minutes, so. For under 20, literally in under half an hour, guys, in under half an hour, my skin went from being white to pretty much being like the rest of my face, as you guys can clearly see. And look over here, guys, look over here, no, like sun exposure, no sun exposure, still white. So this just is more proof to you guys out there that I, Amar Metwaly, unlike Yogi Obes and the rest of his kind, I do not come out of the box brown. All right, guys, I'm going to see you in the next video. Take care of yourselves. Peace.